Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 election is upon us, and now is the time to fight back against the war on masculinity in American society today. Thankfully, the patriots at Chalk, C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. I've been taking a male vitality stack from Chalk for like 3 years now. It is incredible. They are here to help make American men strong again. Testosterone fueled again. Maximize your masculinity today at choq.com. Use the code Jesse for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. choq.com, code Jesse. Limited time offer. Subscription cancelable at any time.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has supported our nation's heroes and their families ever since. Heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Mayo served our nation for over 7 years before he was catastrophically injured during training. He was left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. Tunnel to Towers paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family. The foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnel to Towers has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun on a Monday. And it's going to be an amazing Monday today. We are going to talk. First of all, obviously, there's going to be Medal of Honor Monday about an hour from now. Got a good one tonight. You will enjoy that one. We are going to discuss the cultural pendulum swing. We're going to discuss cultural religions. The hall monitor, right? Don't worry. If none of this makes sense, I'm going to make it make sense here in a few minutes. We're going to discuss the interest on the debt, all the new jobs going to immigrants, and so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get into any of that, and yes, we're going to talk about Easter versus the trans day, tranny day versus all this other stuff.
Why are you gay?
First, I want to do this one really quickly, though. Got this email, just felt right. Jesse, I wanted to share with you that my husband and I listen to your Medal of Honor Monday winners every Monday between 7 and 7:15. However, my husband, Jake Stofko, died on Palm Sunday, March 24th, 2024. He was a veteran from the Vietnam War, so on and so forth. Thank you for your service to the country.
I am so grateful for my husband and your service to our country. Her name is Kathleen, and she says, this is a note to honor my husband's service and to introduce you to him. Can't do this all the time, obviously. Won't do this all the time, but we lost a Vietnam vet. We lost him a week ago for yesterday, and I think we should honor the man. Rest in peace, sir. I that one hit me hard, but I'm going to get into this tranny day and Easter here in just a second, but I'll tell you, that one hit me hard. It's been hitting me hard a lot lately. Remember I told you about the baseball game I went to last week to be one of the flag holders for the anthem, whatever. And at this baseball game, it was a World War II moment or a veterans moment. I wasn't sure why, but they had two World War II veterans there, and they were so old. And it hit me that we're losing these guys, right? The World War II guys, there are no World War I guys left, pretty much. The World War II guys are almost all gone. And that's going to be Vietnam guys soon. And I hate that. It's life. I'm not complaining about the way life goes, but it sucks we're losing those old timers. All right, let's move on and let's have a long... I'm warning you right now, this is going to be a long cultural discussion. And the jump off point for this is this. In case you've been living under a rock, I'm sure you already know this. Let me catch you up on something. Yesterday was Easter. Yesterday was Resurrection Day for Bible believing Christians in America. Maybe you're not one, so allow me to clue you in on this, which you probably already know. This is, if you're a Christian who believes in the Bible, yesterday was the most important day, not of the year. I need to stress this. Resurrection Day is not the most important day of the year. Jesus rising up from the dead for Christians is the most important day in history. Understand that. It is the most important day in history. And so what has hit the news? What have you heard about all day? Maybe what have you been yelling about for the last 2 days? It turned into Tranny Day for Democrats. Trans Day of Visibility. You heard this over and over and over and over and over again yesterday on the most important day in Christianity's history.
Today on Trans Day of Visibility, we celebrate the trans individuals in our communities and recognize their struggles for recognition and increasingly survival in the face of unfathomable hate.
On Trans Day of Visibility, my message is simple. I see you and I've got your back.
From all of us here at the Department of Education, happy Trans Day of Visibility.
On this Transgender Day of Visibility, we must continue.
Yeah, on and on and on it goes. Biden himself got into it. This is directly from the White House. Now I, therefore, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility. All right, well, we'll get to the fact that it was Tranny Day of Visibility for like 10 years we've dealt with this filth. We'll deal with that in a little while. I'm actually going to connect this to a different story because we're going to have a big cultural religious talk here. And this story I'm going to connect it to doesn't sound connected at all. You just have to stay with me and I'll get there. Headline, this is from the New York Post. It's ethnic discrimination to force New York City pizzerias and matzah makers to comply with green edicts, new bill. There's a new bill, New York City. Essentially, if you're a Jewish business, if you're an Italian pizzeria, What they're saying is this. This is from the Republican Assemblyman. Quote, I'm trying to stop discrimination against ethnic restaurants. These misguided laws go against businesses that cook ethnic cuisine. That's what the guy said. Okay. What do those two things have to do with each other at all? Why is this a cultural talk? Okay, first of all, let's do a little analogy here. Have you ever been in a fight with your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend of any kind, an argument of any kind? Let's set this one up. This is a hypothetical. This didn't happen, but it could happen in my house. Let's say we're trying to save. We try to be savers. Let's say we're trying to save up, trying to stash money away, save for a rainy day, save up for this, save up for that. We're trying to save, trying to stash money away. We're watching every dime. We're not eating out. We're trying to be good savers. I go out. I buy a $500 gun, whatever it is. I buy a $500 gun. My wife, I don't tell her about it. My wife sees on the bank statement, $500 gun. What? And she comes to me when I go home that night and she says, hey, baby, we were saving. We said we weren't going to spend anything. And you bought a $500 gun. Now let's pause right there. Let's pause right there in that moment. In that moment is the most critical moment. You know why? Because in that moment, I will either A, acknowledge that I did buy the gun, and then the argument's going to go a certain way. Well, yes, I did. I bought the gun. I'm sorry. I really wanted it. It was beautiful. It was perfect. I can't wait to shoot it. If I accept that I bought the gun, if I acknowledge that the truth that I bought the gun, then that argument is going to go a certain way. But in the end, it doesn't matter whether it's calm and collected, whether we're yelling and screaming and throwing popcorn at each other. I'm sorry. I'm kidding. We don't throw popcorn at each other. In the end, well, I'm going to lose. Why? Because I bought the gun. Whatever happens after, whatever is said after, I bought the gun. I screwed up. However, what if she comes to me and says, she says, baby, $500 at the gun shop, gosh. And I say, honey, I don't know what that is. Wasn't me. Maybe one of the kids got the credit card, or you know what? Probably fraud. We probably act someone fraud. Someone bought a gun. Was not me. And then we argue from there. Well, in the end, how can we ever resolve the argument if we start off in the direction of an outright lie? Do you understand what I mean? If it's never accepted and acknowledged that I'm the one who screwed up, that I bought the gun, and if she goes along with that, if she says to me, oh, whew, thank goodness, I'm glad it wasn't you. I knew it wasn't you. Let's go find out who stole. Let's go find out. If she goes that route, in that critical moment, if she buys into the lie, if she gives into the lie in that critical moment, no matter what else happens in that argument, she will not win it. She cannot win it because the basic truth of the argument was dismissed in favor of a lie. This is what happens on the right often. And it's going to come back to the White House thing. It's going to come back to the pizza shop. It's going to come back to so much. I have a big cultural talk I want to have in a moment. Before we do that, speaking of a lie, you know, one of the biggest lies we tell ourselves, that the dollar is always going to be there. Speaking of saving, well, I'll just save more money. I'll just save more money. I'll just stash more money away. Okay. Let me ask you something. 1,000 years from now, do you think the dollar will still be worth something? Do you think the dollar will even exist? You don't know. We can argue about that. Yes, it'll be worth something. No, it'll be gone. But what's wild is you, me, we cannot argue that gold will still be there. Silver will still be there. You could go thousands of years in the past with a big sack of gold in your hand, and you would have value, you would have wealth, because it lasts, it doesn't matter. Nations rise and fall, governments come and go, gold remains. 1,000 years from now, that big fat sack of gold in your hand will still buy you goods and services, whatever you need. start accumulating things the government can't destroy. That's what Oxford Gold Group does for you. Get gold or silver coins in your hands. Get your own sack, all right? 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD. Sack up.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, Medal of Honor Monday, which is coming up, of course, about 45 minutes from now. Remember, if you have any love, hate, death threats, ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, whatever you want, email all that into jesse@jessekellyshow.com.
Back to what we were talking about here. We're having a big cultural talk. And we're kind of using two different stories to leap off of it. White House, Easter, decides it's tranny day. Of course, you heard it all across the map. This was the education secretary.
We're still a country.
To the many transgender students across the country listening on this Trans Day of Visibility, we in the Biden-Harris administration want you to know that we see you. We support you.
Okay, we got it. It was Easter, but then you saw a lot of people on the right step in and say, they didn't specifically say this day was tranny day. It's been tranny day for 10 years. What are you talking about? You saw a bunch of that on the right. Maybe you've heard of that. Maybe you said it yourself. And we're kind of making a connection between that and this story out of New York where some Republican is saying, you can't use your green measures, your going green agenda against Italian businesses or Jewish businesses. It's against their ethnicity. It's ethnic discrimination. Okay. So we're having a long talk about pendulum swings, the culture. And I used an analogy. I'm about to use another one, but I need to explain something. It feels like the culture has only ever moved left in your lifetime, doesn't it? I don't really think that that's arguable. It's not that we've never had a little win here or a little win there, but anybody of any age can see the culture has only gone one way. In fact, let's make it beyond culture. If you look at the left, the communist desire, what do they want? They want the border open. They want your son to cut his penis off. They want to spend so much it bankrupts the nation. They want government to grow. They want that, blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's what they want. What does someone on the right want? In general, you would want a secure border. You would want stronger families. You would want that. So understanding those kind of macro high point items each side wants, the left has done nothing but win, correct? We're not talking about individual elections. Yeah, you're going to lose this and lose that, but why have they just won and we haven't? Well, here's why. Well, here's one of the reasons why. The right has two big problems, and the two big problems are kind of connected, but we're going to discuss both of these problems. These are problems that are killing us, and they're causing the culture shift to the right. First, it all come back to the accepting the premise problem. I want to talk about our hall monitor problem. I call it hall monitor conservatism. You have probably seen a lot of this in your life. After I explain it, you'll know you've seen it. Maybe even you've participated in this. And maybe, just maybe you were correct when you were correcting people on the right. What's an example? Here's an example. Here's a great example. The left. When the communists lose elections, especially in this modern era, they will claim the election is stolen. There are endless montages I could play for you right now. Shoot, I think the RNC has one up. I think they have a 24-minute montage up. Just in case your liberal Aunt Peggy doesn't believe me, there's a 24-minute montage up of Democrats losing elections and claiming it was stolen. It was cheated. It was stolen. It was the Russians. It was cheated. It was stolen. Donald Trump's an illegitimate president. This election wasn't legitimate. It's not legitimate. Every single election comes up. When Democrats lose, they will claim the election stolen. So this is just one example. Just stay with me. So 2020 election happens. All kinds of odd things took place that night. We all went to bed around midnight. Trump was winning. We all woke up and he was losing. Hold on, wait. Why is he losing? There were a bunch of ballots that came down at like 3 in the morning after they stopped counting. And they kind of all went for Biden. That doesn't seem right. Okay, so there was all this talk after the 2020 election. And a lot of people on the right, maybe you, maybe me, believe that that election, for a lot of different reasons, wasn't legitimate. It was stolen. It was this. It was that. It was the FBI got involved with Facebook. It was ballot boxes. It was whatever you believe. Whatever you believe. The specifics don't matter right now. Whatever you believe. But then you heard a bunch of people on the right. You've heard them, haven't you? Say things like this to you. Oh, gosh. Here we go. The election wasn't stolen. Oh, we have to be better than that. We can't just say the election was stolen every time. There's no facts. There's no, nothing's with you. Stop saying it's stolen. I didn't say that. Don't ever say the election was stolen. We're above that. We're not going to be like that. The election wasn't stolen. Okay. All right. Now, let's do this. Whatever you believe about the 2020 election, let's, just for the sake of our argument, stay with me. Let's say the people who are lecturing you on the right, the hall monitors on the right, let's say they're factually correct about the 2020 election. What if it was all on the up and up? All that stuff, oh, totally innocent. It was all on the up and up. Let's say in this specific instance, they're right and you're wrong. You believe it's stolen. They say it's not. And let's say factually they're correct. Let's talk about why what they're doing is a mistake anyway and hurts us anyway. I'll discuss this in more detail. Just stay with me. I'm going to go into all of the detail of this in just a moment. Before I get to that, get to this really quickly. Hey, Jesse. This is from, you didn't say I could use his name. I heard your ad about building a real estate portfolio. I can't remember the name of the site you referenced. Please provide. Okay. This is Done For You Real Estate. And what I try to stress every time I talk about this is not for millionaires. Don't get me wrong. If you're a millionaire, they can help you too. But this is so normal people can begin to own more real estate, rental properties. The beauty of that is it withstands disasters. It withstands economic calamity. Even though the housing market goes up and goes down, when you own something you can touch and feel, the value never disappears. That's the beauty of it. You're not checking your 401k every day, crossing your fingers. Call Done For You Real Estate. Get a hold of them and find out how they help normal people do this. They'll find everything for you, the homes, the financing, they handle it all for you. Go to doneforyoujesse.com. That's the name of it. DoneForYouJesse.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Jesse Kelly here with a message that's about safety. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, it's not just about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Picture this. A situation arises where you or your loved ones are threatened. Instinct may drive you to reach for lethal means immediately. What if there was a way to effectively defend yourself and de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. We don't always need to go to DEFCON 1. We just need protection to confidently ensure we can defuse the situation and drive the threat away immediately. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be shipped right to your door. Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/Jesse.
Well, the weather's warming up and summer's just around the corner. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, you get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
You've heard me say it, dog food is dead food. Truth is, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black created Rough Greens because of his love and concern for dogs. By the way, he's an amazing man, a former airborne ranger, Green Beret, and helicopter pilot, but now Dr. Black has a new mission: to help us do what's best for our furry family members. I am so glad he created Rough Greens to help dogs who suffer from itching, scratching, bad breath, digestive and elimination problems, and low energy. Rough Greens is packed with vitamins, minerals, digestive enzymes, probiotics, omega oils, and antioxidants. Your dog really will feel better and live longer. Fred is certainly proof of that, and Dr. Black wants to prove it to you with a free jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try it. Just cover the shipping. You don't even have to change your dog's food. Just sprinkle on a scoop of Rough Greens. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for your free jumpstart trial bag. That's roughgreens.com/Jesse or call 833-33-MY-DOG.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. We're going to get to Medal of Honor Monday about a half hour from now. We're having a larger talk about the right and pushing back against the left and cultural issues. And I'm addressing two major problems on the right. I already addressed the premise part of it at the very beginning of the show. I'll come back to that. We're talking about a second one right now called the Hall Monitor Right. The people on the right who are constantly scolding you. Maybe you are one of these people. Scolding you, scolding other people about going too far or doing things the right way. We don't want to do that. And there are 10 million examples of this. I just used, in case you missed it, whatever you believe about the election being stolen or not. Let's say, for the sake of argument here, let's say the 2020 election was all on the up and up. All right, this is the sake of our argument. Stay with me. Well, we know Democrats will deny every single election the legitimacy of every election they lose. They've been doing this forever. They're on tape. It's not arguable. Don't care what you have to say about it. They will. In 2020, this was the first time the Republicans participated in that sort of thing en masse. It was stolen. It was stolen. It was stolen. It was stolen. And you saw so many people. You've seen so many people from the Hall Monitor right step up and say, stop. Stop saying that. It wasn't stolen. It was all in the up and up. It was all legitimate. Well, let's say those people were correct. Let's say it was legitimate. They may be correct in this specific instance, but they're still wrong strategically, and here's why. If the left is going to rally and scream that every election they lose is stolen, and they're all going to, with one voice, after every election, with one voice, and you know they've done this, we've shown it over and over and over again, it's stolen, it's stolen, it's illegitimate, it's stolen. And they stay unified in that way. Well, what that's going to do is it's going to pull, maybe a little, maybe a lot, it's going to pull the entire culture towards their side, even if it's just a little bit. You're going to have people, because they're so loud, they're so committed, you're going to have people, the norms and normers of the world, they're going to believe more and more, well, I mean, that election was stolen from Hillary. I guess it was, she said it was the Russians. I guess it was stolen. Now, to counter that, There must be an equal and opposite reaction. That's the way it works. There must be. So if a Republican gets elected and Democrats jump up and say it was stolen, they will pull the culture their way. Oh, they stole it from the Democrats. They stole it from the Democrats. Now, a Democrat gets elected and Republicans, some of them step up and say, this is stolen. He's not legitimate. Joe Biden's not legitimate. It's stolen. It was the machines. It was Facebook. It was whatever you're blaming it on. It doesn't matter. So the Republicans jump up and say it was stolen. And so the pendulum starts to swing back with equal and opposite force. But instead of everyone on the right jumping on board, a bunch of people on the right instead reach up and try to hold back the momentum. Well, not too far. No, hold on. All the facts might not be. Whoa, not too fast. Guys, this is getting out of control here. Even if you're correct in that specific instance, the effect for the culture is it only goes left if you never allow it to swing back right. That makes sense? Let me explain to you this way. Picture this. We're all a bunch of ants. We're ant-sized people, right? And we're all on a desk. And on this desk, the desk is very smooth, very slick desk. And on it is just this pendulum. It's just a ball tied to a string, and it's on a rack on the desk, right? You're picturing it. It swings back and forth. No big deal. Swings left, swings right. Well, when the ball swings to the left, they have 100 ants and we have 100 ants. When the ball is swinging to the left, all their ants jump on top and they hold onto the ball to give it even more weight. And when it swings, because they're adding more weight to it, that thing is pushing left across the desk. The entire rack is starting to slide to the left. However, every time the ball starts to swing back to the right, our 100 ants, 50 of them will jump onto the ball to try to swing it back, but the other 50 will try to slow the ball down. Whoa! Not too far to the right. Slow down. We want to do this the right way. Are we being polite? I don't want this to, when you're fighting monsters, be careful you don't become one. You know, all the lame nursery rhyme conservatism you've all heard in your lifetime. Okay, well, you may say that's right or wrong, but in the end, is the rat going to fall off the desk? Okay, it is, right? Which direction is it going to fall off the desk? To the left or to the right? You see what I'm saying? We have a serious hall monitor. You want some more examples? How about, let's just make it about the most recent one. The Trans Day of Visibility. Yes, it is true that this is a day the disgusting demons have declared a tranny day for years. Yes, it is. That is 100% true. It has been tranny day for many, many, many years. It's also true the Biden White House could have abstained from saying anything about it this day. Democrats across America, they could have abstained from saying anything about it because it was on the most holy day for Christians in the United States of America. It's the most holy day for Christians worldwide, let's be honest. They could have abstained, but they didn't. They went all in on Tranny Day. All in. Every one of them. Democrat after Democrat after Democrat. I have Joe Biden's official statement. I have this huge
day
montage.
On Trans Day of Visibility, we celebrate the trans individuals in our communities and recognize their struggle. Struggles for recognition and increasingly survival in the face of unfathomable hate.
On Trans Day of Visibility, my message is simple. I see you.
You heard it all. And so you've seen, I know you've seen it, people on the right. Maybe you participated in this. Well, hold on. It wasn't specifically about Easter today. Hang on, guys. We want to make sure we're doing this the right way. Hold up. It's been tranny day for years. Hey, hold on. It's not a big deal. It's been tranny day for years. Don't go too far with the backlash, guys. Well, maybe in this specific instance, you're right. Maybe you're wrong. But what you are is somebody who guarantees that that ball pendulum on the desk will never slide to the right, ever. If all of their ants jump on board to pull it to the left, half of our ants try to pull it to the right and the other half try to slow it down, we are never going to win. I could use a million examples. Do you want me to keep going? How about George Santos? Republicans joined together with Democrats to eject George Santos because George Santos, I mean, he does look like a bit of a dirtball with these accusations. He certainly looks bad, dishonest, terrible. But George Santos, Republicans, half of them joined with Democrats to kick him out of the House. Now we can't get impeachment done, can't get anything through, have to bow to their wishes at all times because we had to do things the right way. It's weird. Ilhan Omar is still in the House of Representatives. Jamal Bowman pulled a fire alarm to disrupt an official proceeding, and he's still a voting member of the House of Representatives. But we had to do things the right way. You see this all the time, and this is going to come right back to where I began the show. I'm going to tie all this back into the show, to where I began in the pizza shop. Climate change. Great example for this one. This comes back to problem number two that plagues our side, and the two things tie together. One, we have a hall monitor problem, and two, we have a accept the premise problem. And we will discuss that as it relates to New York City pizzerias and climate change. And we'll do that next. Before we do that, let's do this. I know I am a little bit hyped up today. I had an outstanding Easter. I had an outstanding weekend with the fam. We did Easter church on Saturday night, as a matter of fact. And then we went to a sick movie that didn't have any of this filth yesterday. It was Kong Godzilla, and it was just a bunch of beating things up and blowing things up. And I got to be honest, between watching Kong Godzilla and my Chalk Male Vitality stack, my T levels, they might be at like a 20-year-old's level today. I can't guarantee it. I got up. I was so full of pep today. I had to lift weights right away this morning just because I'm so full of energy. And that's what you can feel like with Chalk Male Vitality stack, gentlemen. Ladies, a female vitality stack for you. Not pills. Not big pharma filth. Supplements. Nature. Natural herbal supplements. Chalk has the highest quality there is. Go. Gentlemen, 20% increase in your T levels in 90 days? Stop taking shots from the clinic on the corner and do it naturally. Ladies, get your energy up naturally. Subscriptions are discounted. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Supercharged spring sale time. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll talk about our second problem next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, only like 10 minutes away from a Medal of Honor Monday, and that's going to be freaking sweet. Don't forget,
you can email the show, and you should email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to get to a bunch of emails and stuff next hour. I'm going to finish up this cultural talk. I already talked about the first of the two problems the right has, the hall monitor problem. Now I'm going to circle back to how I opened the show, the premise, accepting the premise. Remember, I talked about the argument. If I'm arguing with my wife and I acknowledge that I did buy the gun, then in the end, I'm going to lose the argument no matter what because I acknowledge that I did buy the gun. However, if she accepts that I didn't, if I tell her, no, credit card must have been stolen. I didn't buy the gun. I didn't spend the kids' college money. If she accepts that I didn't, then in the end, she can never really win the argument with me at all. Now, can she? The right loves to accept the premise of the communist. You saw this yesterday with Tranny Day. Wow, it was an accident. Oh, guys, it was an accident. It's no big deal. As if a Tranny Day should even be a thing that exists. You understand that for most of human history, people who did things like this to themselves and others were rightfully cast out of society. I remember reading about some freak, it was on an island somewhere. It was a tribal people, and they would have a designated person who was kind of like a prophet to them. And they would take the children, whoever was the loser, I guess. And they would, I'm going to skip most of the details. Just understand that one of the things they would do is they would cut open a hole in your back and stuff your arm in it as it was attached to your body and re-sew it so your body would form that way, like deformed, horrible stuff. It's something you can read books about to this day. That's how they're going to look at us. We're chopping human beings' penises off. We're filleting young girls and old girls. It doesn't matter how old they are. They don't have to be kids for this to be horrific. We're filleting their forearms and stuffing some mutilated piece of garbage on their crotch and calling it medical care. Tranny Day shouldn't be a thing that exists ever. in any form. And yet, the right, they'll accept the premise that, well, I mean, it's there. Obviously, tranny people do exist, right, guys? You see it all the time now when they talk about, speaking of the transsexual stuff, when they talk about women's sports. Now, I don't want trannies in women's sports beating up women, but pretending you can cut your penis off and become a woman was a big deal a long time before dudes started beating up women on the volleyball court. It was a big deal. We don't have to just accept that and then go against the women's sports version. Climate change is another great example. How many Republicans in the United States of America, let me clue you in, it's about 95% of them. How many do you hear talk about reducing carbon? Carbon capture. Or clean energy. How many Republicans in the United States of America use the word clean energy? Well, I've got a clue for you guys. The second you say that, you lost. Period. You accepted the premise that there's dirty energy, that coal is bad. You know, think about it this way. Forget about the pendulum thing. Let's look at it as a Y in the road. We're at the Y in the road. We can go left towards communism, towards the darkness of hell. We can go towards the right. We can go towards family and freedom and God and good. And we can have a small government and a free society. Well, what you can't do is you can't decide you're going to go left with them on an issue like climate change stuff, on tranny stuff, just to go along. Well, they want to go left. We're going to go left for a while, and then we're going to go along. And then what you're going to do along that leftward road is you're going to try to slow them down. Guys, this is getting too crazy here. We're going too far down the road. But what you can't do is go down that road at all. The answer must always be no. No, we are going to the right. Society's going to the right. Well, I really want to go left. Too bad, so sad. Then you're on your own. We can't go left. You can't accept the premise that man is destroying the climate. You can't accept the premise that you can chop off parts of your body and change the sex God created you with. You can't accept the premise that some people coming here illegally are okay. As long as he hasn't raped 95 women, maybe we should give him citizenship after a couple years. The second you accept the premise, you have lost. When you get to the Y in the road, if you go to the left, you lost. You can't win. Ever. It's not possible. And that, to answer the question I opened up the show with, that is exactly why, no matter how old you are, whether you're 6, we have 6-year-olds who listen, and whether you're 96, we have 96-year-olds who listen. No matter how old you are, the culture has only ever gone to the left because we hall monitor ourselves when the pendulum is swinging back the other way and we accept the premise of them. Here's one final great example. I'm going to move on. It's Medal of Honor Monday time and stuff. Have you ever seen those He Gets Us commercials? Those lame, quote, fake Christian TV commercials out there? And one of them, they ran it during the Super Bowl. I know I saw it. Someone sent it to me. There was a picture in this He Gets Us ad. They're trying to do that. Oh, we all get along, hippie Jesus type of bullcrap. And one of them, there was, I believe it was a cop washing the feet of a black guy. Why is that bad? Well, you've accepted the premise. You've accepted the premise that, well, yeah, cops are racist. And yeah, America, and the law enforcement's racist. Well, yeah, it's racist against black people. Well, yeah, obviously cops have to make a lot of amends to black people because cops are racist. Once you've gone left, you went left. You can't possibly go down the right road once you've made that left. You accepted the premise. I ran it last week about it. I've ran it a million times about the, Tim Scott was a great example. We had an Ask Dr. Jesse question on Friday. Why don't you like Tim Scott? The second St. George Floyd died, the country decided it was going to take us left. Hey, America's racist, right? America's racist and cops are racist. Law enforcement's racist, right? Well, you can't accept that premise or they're going to use that to take us far down that road. And what did guys like Tim Scott do? I'm not even trying to pick on him. It's just another example. What did he do? Well, hey, guys, I have created some federal police reform. This St. George Floyd thing is really bad and we've done this. It's what the Republicans did after the Uvalde shooting. Once they accepted the premise that the guns were the problem, I'm Mitch McConnell and I've directed John Cornyn to work with Democrats on gun control legislation. The minute you've accepted the premise, you took a left at that Y in the road and you're already finished. No matter how far down that road you go, you already lost because you're not heading towards the right. You're heading in the wrong direction. We have never seen cultural wins. We've seen cultural slowdowns by the left, but we've never seen cultural wins on the right because we hall monitor ourselves to prevent the pendulum from ever coming back our way and because we accept the premise of the communists. Let us today resolve to stop doing that, shall we? Let's stop doing that. Now, enough of that nonsense. Let's talk a little bit about the Vietnam War. Let's do a little Medal of Honor Monday stuff. We're going to talk about the condition of America's cities. We have a widow speaking out there. And oh, yeah, by the way, I will tie a bow on this next hour and tell you how it pertains to the pizza shops. It's ethnic discrimination, all that and more. Hang on.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, builds specifically adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hollywood is under siege from external forces. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epic Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Jesse. The 2024 election is upon us, and now is the time to fight back against the war on masculinity in American society today. Thankfully, the patriots at CHOQ, C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. I've been taking a male vitality stack from CHOQ for like 3 years now. It is incredible. They are here to help make American men strong again. Testosterone fueled again. Maximize your masculinity today at choq.com. Use the code Jesse for a massive discount on any CHOQ subscription for life. choq.com, code Jesse. Limited time offer, subscription cancelable at any time.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.